The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
We're back on Sports Talk this hour. Here's John Cameron.
Well, we're still waiting for Bump Elliott. Now, I talked to Bump a couple of days ago, and he said he was all set to come on. You don't need a reminder, no. Just call me Friday at 5 o'clock his time, which is 6 o'clock our time, and I'll be by the phone waiting for your call. We called him twice. You can't leave a message because his voicemail is full. So we'll give it a shot again. So right now I've got to say, folks, that we're open line, whatever you want to talk about in sports for now. Anyway. So you can give a call. Anything you want to talk about in sports right now, and we'll see if we can get him. We're going to call back. We called him twice in the last couple minutes. Can't leave a message because his voicemail is full, but he said he was all set. Now, he did that before, didn't he? So I'm saying if we don't get him on today, I'm not going to call him again. See, boy, he really, oh, yes, I'll be looking forward to it. I don't know what happened, but we'll give him another shot, though, in a few. Right now, so you can say it's you and me, talk about the Red Wings just got slaughtered. Not slaughtered, but bad third period again today and lost. They played a good second period. I'll give them credit. First period was terrible. Obviously, the third period wasn't much to write home about either. Second period, they were real sharp. They could have three or four goals in that second period. They just can't finish the plays. That's all. So, this is where we stand. We are open line. Anything you want to talk about in sports from now until who knows when? Will it be the whole hour? Possibly. Maybe a few minutes. Maybe he's coming back from dinner. I don't know what happened. But he knew the time. He knew the hour time change, time difference, too. So we'll try to get him later in the hour if we can, and we'll keep shooting that. So, give me a call right now. Anything you want to talk about in sports? You want to talk about the Red Wings, the Tigers, the center field for the Tigers? I can't say I like anything that I see out there. But let's see. You've still got some time, spring training, to make some moves here. So, something could happen in the meantime. I want him to get bored just a little. But they must not like Borges that much. I know he doesn't have great knowledge of the strike zone, but he can run. He's a great center fielder. He can hit triples. He's a pretty good player. He strikes out too much, but he's a pretty good player. I would love to see him get him. I'm more confident in him than anybody else that got out there. Well, give me a call. We're open line here on Sports Talk, taking your comments and questions on sports until we get, if we do get, Bump Elliott on the show. We'd be glad to put him on. We're calling him again. We'll let you know if there's another no answer and all that stuff. We'll stay tuned. India Flavors in Farmington Hills features authentic Indian food, chicken biryani, grilled salmon, chicken kebabs, samosa, and Indian Flavors has the best buttered chicken in town, and it's lunch and dinner 7 days, happy hour Wednesday through Saturday. We got him?
Yep, calling from a different number here, and we're going to get him on, yep. Got him on my cell phone.
Great,
yep.
Okay. So don't call open line, call for, I hope. We got him?
Yeah, he gave us the house number here to call, so we're trying the house number now, and said he'd pick up.
Okay. Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to minutes, a happy hour at India Flavors. India Flavors is upscale, and it's on Orchard Lake Road, south of 13 Mile, next to ABC Warehouse. India Flavors has a banquet room and caters any size party. Go to IndiaFlavors.com, IndiaFlavors.com. If you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, put your trust in the Fontaine Realty team, who truly cares about their clients. Beyond the sale or a purchase of your home, whether you're buying or selling, go to FontaineRealtyTeam.com, F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E, RealtyTeam.com. Part of RE/MAX Home Sales Services. That's FontaineRealtyTeam.com. The Fontaine Realty Team, helping you make your best move. And Westland Bowl, for over 50 years, a great place to bowl for you, your family, and friends. Or join a league. Westland Bowl is one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit, 60 lanes, with many new amenities, two bars and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers. Have fun and burn those calories at Westland Bowl, a perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westland Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. And now what's going on?
Trying to get a hold of him on the house phone. I talked to him on my cell phone for a few minutes, and we got an alternate number that we're still trying to get a hold of him on.
Well, call on the cell phone and call, give it another shot on you. Oh, my goodness, what's going on here? Hopefully we will get Bump Elliott on the show. We hope. Anyway, folks, we can't guarantee you, but we'll give it a shot. Oh my goodness. So let me do another Polsky's Pub and Grub in Clinton Township. Features the area's finest Polish and American cuisine, homemade pierogies, city chicken, kielbasa, sauerkraut, potato pancakes, steaks, prime rib on Thursday and Friday, fresh seafood and more. People love Polsky's homemade soups. Polsky's has lunch, dinner, drink specials 7 days. Sports shown on many high-def TVs, including a 14-foot crystal-clear screen. Live entertainment Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Polsky's Pub and Grub, corner of Harper and Crocker. I still don't know. I have no idea what's going on there. Called about 4 times since then on his house phone, supposedly, and we're getting nowhere. And the cell phone, what's going on here? If you have water in your basement, you should call Martin Sewer Cleaning at 734. We got him now. 752-8974. Martin Sewer Cleaning serves all of Metro Detroit and is rated number one with BBB and a 5-star rating. So if you need sewer work in your home or business, call the best. Martin Sewer Cleaning for a free in-home estimate 24/7 at 734-752-8974. 734-752-8972.
Got a hold of him on the cell phone and call them back.
Hold on. It's 734-752-8974 for Martin Sewer Cleaning. Get it right, Ron.
Sorry about that. Yeah, we got home.
Okay. Bump Elliott's my guest on sports. So you got a stats up here you're giving me? And
hello.
Hi, Bump. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
It's great to have you on the show, man.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be on the show. Yeah. I don't know if I can contribute much, but I'll sure try.
Well, let's hope you can. That would be just...
Okay.
Now, tell me how it started, Bo. You and your brother, combination, both in the Hall of Fame. Of course, your brother ran the NFL Hall of Fame as well in Canton. And tell us how it began. You know, you got one big fan in Detroit that I can't find his number. I'd call and tell him you're going to be on the show. You remember Bob Miller?
Yeah, I do remember.
Coach,
I don't have his phone number, though.
Oh, I had his number. He's on my show twice here, and I can't find it. He wanted me to call when you were going to be on so we can call and raise hell with you. He said one of the toughest outs I ever faced when he played center field. You played center field at Michigan, right?
Yeah.
He said you were my... He said he had pretty good luck against you. He said, but you're a real tough out.
Well, it was fun. I got... I was fortunate to go to Michigan and play, and it was a great experience.
And later, of course, you coached there, and you've had a lot of things in Iowa as well.
Yeah.
Tell us how you ended up getting the coaching job in Michigan. I know you went back to Iowa, and they got you as an assistant coach with the understanding you're going to be the head coach next year?
No, not necessarily at all. I went back to Iowa, but Forrest Evashevsky came to Iowa, you know, and I came with him as an assistant coach. And so I worked here, there, and then I went to Michigan after that.
And you were assistant coach, what, 1 year, and then head coach?
Yeah. Then I came back to Iowa later on as an athletic director.
And you hired some pretty doggone good coaches there, didn't you?
Well, I was lucky to do so.
Lucky? Dr. Tom Davis, Aiden Fry, and Lute Olson?
Yeah, those were some of the people that I worked with.
And your wrestling, you hired a wrestling coach who was in the Olympics.
Dan Gable. And C. Vivian Stringer, the longtime women's basketball coach.
Yes, my goodness. And you still reside in Iowa, too, then, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
And you get to a lot of the games, don't you?
Well, I go to all the football games and most of the basketball games and some of the wrestling. I get to whatever I can, and it's most of the time.
Now, you live right by the arena, too, don't you?
Well, I live about 5 blocks from it.
Now, do you walk to the games?
No, I usually... Somebody picks me up and gives me a ride. I'm a lazy guy.
You still drive, though?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, we got some calls for you right away. Let's go to them. Let's start off with Cowboy in Windsor. You're on Sports Talk with Bump Elliott.
Well, thanks for putting me on, Ron and Alex.
Sure.
That's a great talk to you, Coach Elliott. A couple of questions for you, Coach Elliott. Describe your feelings when the final game of the 1968 season, when Woody Hayes went for that 2-point conversion that when they were already ahead 48-14, and you played, I guess, center field for Michigan before you, of course, got into football, I guess, or you might have played baseball and football both. And did you harbor any major league aspirations, or did you think you were good enough for the major leagues in baseball? And I'll take it off the air. And thanks for putting me on, Ron. And now it's great.
Or football, for that matter. Okay, thank you, Cowboy.
I didn't have any ambitions to play professional football or baseball. I wasn't good enough to play baseball. I played, but I wasn't good enough to play. But I didn't have any ambition to play professional football. It was too much and overwhelming for me. So, but I did have opportunities to get into the coaching game, and that's what I did.
Well, it's interesting you're saying that. Because back then, were you offered a contract in the NFL?
No, not necessarily. I didn't really talk to anybody.
They didn't pay a lot back then, Bump.
Well, that's true.
They didn't make the.
It was hardly worth it.
Well, they didn't pay like you. You. I understand. Michigan made a few hundred thousand dollars to coach that team, didn't you?
Well, no, not that much. My golly.
What was your salary there? What was your salary at Michigan?
Oh, I can't even remember, but it's nothing like that.
Not $100,000.
No. Actually, we weren't paid very much back when I was coaching compared to what they do now. So I can't even remember what it was, but it wasn't very much.
Well, then it's that some things have changed over the years.
Yeah, they have a little. Yes, they have.
Let's go to JJ in Lincoln Park here on Sports Talk with Bump Elliott, JJ.
Coach Elliott, the first caller, he's one of the best callers on Talk Radio Cowboy, but he just made a gravest error, and I'd like you to correct it for him. When Ohio State scored their final touchdown in the fourth quarter, and Woody went for two, they already had 50 points. He simply handed the ball to Jim Otis, who did not score a 2-point conversion. And the reason why Ohio State went for 2 points is because their kicker broke, got her leg broken, and they didn't have anybody to kick extra points. Would you please confirm that for me, for our good friend Cowboy, before I ask you questions?
I'm sorry to say that I do remember that incident of going for 2 points or not going for 2 points, but I can't tell you why or what the reason was and how I felt about it.
You don't remember?
It's one of those things.
You didn't know.
You guys were number four in the country, and it was a close game till the fourth quarter till you started putting the ball in the air. And Ohio State, you guys just couldn't do it in the fourth quarter, but that you had a fine season. And I always thought it was classy of Bo after the 69 victory that he, you know, he got Woody back. He dedicated the whole game ball to you, and you kept that team together when a lot of those guys were your players, and they weren't happy when Bo got hired. And you did the classy thing, and I want to commend you for that. But now I got to have to ask you a serious question. With all the good hirings that you made at Iowa, who was responsible for the hiring of one Glenn Patton to coach your swim team?
I was.
All right, so then next time I see you, I got a bone to pick with you, because that guy was a hell of a swim coach, and they won a couple of Big Ten championships while I was in college, and he made my life miserable because he was a good coach. So you know what?
Well, Glenn Patton was really a very, very fine coach. He still lives here, and I know him well still, and I hired him from the East Coast to come out here and coach. I had the good fortune of hiring some really very, very good ones like Hayden Fry and Dan Gable and Tom Davis and Glenn Patton.
You
some of the others.
Tom Davis.
Anyway, we were fortunate.
Yeah, well, next time you see Glenn, why don't you tell him that there's a Michigan swimmer that still holds a grudge against him for the fine job he did in the early 1980s winning the Big Ten title.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Right,
thank you.
One more thing. Why did you have the courage to hire Tom Davis after that stuff that happened at Boston College with the gambling stuff? And he turned out to be a great coach. You had the courage to even give him a job. That took guts. What did you know that the rest of the country didn't know? And thank you for your great service to the University of Michigan and Iowa, too. Go Blue.
Thank you. No, I didn't have any reason. Background of Tom on the East Coast, I didn't have any knowledge of that or much knowledge of it, but I did know him as a coach and as a person, and I thought he would do very well here, and obviously he did do very well here. So we were happy to have him.
Thank you, J.J., for the call. If you'd like to speak with Bump Elliott, we invite your calls at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@Yahoo.com. Sugar Rush Candy Store, downtown Farmington, features old-fashioned candies, Chuckles, Malacup, Mary Jane, Chunky, and more. Even candy cigarettes that won't kill you. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 6, Sugar Rush Candy Store, corner of Grand River and Farmington Road, and Village Mall, or find Sugar Rush on Facebook. Breadbasket Deli in Ypsilanti is known for having the best corned beef in town, period, and a numerous amount of 6 and 9 ounce fresh meat sandwiches. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner, dine in, and carry out. Breadbasket Deli is on the corner of Carpenter and Ellsworth. An Accurate Dental Denture in Belleville does dentures, partials, extractions, root canals, crowns and bridges, and cosmetic dentistry for adults and kids. All at affordable prices with senior discounts. Most insurance accepted. Accurate Dental Denture is on Sumter Road, west of Main Street. Call 734-697-5477, 734-697-5477. We're talking with Bump Elliott on Sports Talk and taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@Yahoo.com. You have an email, Alex?
Mm-hmm. We have Jeff from Ferndale. Bump, in your opinion, who treated their players worse, do you think? Woody Hayes or Bobby Knight? Interesting question.
I wouldn't dare answer that question. They both, I can say this very frankly, they both were great coaches. But some of the things they did and didn't do, I don't necessarily agree with. But they were great coaches.
That's a good point. And I don't think I would argue with that at all. Now,
interesting individuals, too.
What?
Thank you.
Very interesting individuals.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Very interesting individuals. Although I understood Woody Hayes get a lot of charity work, I'm told.
I think he did. I think he did a lot of it, and was very well thought of, except for the fact that he lost his cool once in a while.
A few times lost his cool.
Yeah.
Of course, but, Bo the same thing. Bo lost his cool.
Yeah, Bo did. Yeah, that happens.
Now, then when you left, they made a change in athletic director. Weren't you associate athletic director at Michigan for a while?
Yes, I was. And then I became athletic director at Iowa later and have been here ever since. So.
What was your last year at Iowa before you retired?
You know, I'm trying to remember. It was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not sure.
So you went to about 90 then as athletic director there at Iowa, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, that is amazing. That is really amazing.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're talking with Bump Elliott on Sports Talk, and we invite your calls. This guy was in the Hall of Fame and college, and taking your calls at 800-923-9385 or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Now, Bump, how did you end up getting the Michigan job? Now, when you came, you got the assistant. You saying when they brought you to Michigan, they didn't give, was it not under the understanding that you'd be head coach another year?
No, not necessarily. You know, and you asked that question, and for some reason or other, I don't have a memory of that particular incident other than the fact that it did happen, and I was very grateful for it and happy to become athletic director at Michigan. But I can't remember the reason why or how it happened.
Because you had some great seasons. You had great seasons at Iowa and at Michigan.
Well, basically, yeah. I was fortunate enough to have some good teams and a couple of great teams, and so that's always fun to be able to have that happen and have it in your past.
Let me ask you this. What was your fondest memory of Michigan?
Oh, golly. I can't tell you whether it was when I played there or when I coached there. I can't even remember, but I just said Michigan is a great, great school, and obviously I cherish the thoughts of being there and having been a part of their program. And so as a result, enjoyed lots of great experiences, and particularly at Michigan.
Now, you got a scholarship for baseball or football at Michigan?
Well, I didn't get a scholarship. I was on the GI Bill of Rights. I'd been in the Marine Corps and came back into Michigan.
So you played baseball and football together then?
Yeah, I did. I played baseball as well as football and enjoyed both of them. I had good luck there doing that. So
they say you were pretty speedy in center field, weren't you?
I could run a little. I tried to run down some of those hits that came out that way and did pretty well that. But anyway, it was fun to play.
How did you feel playing with your brother? Brother was a quarterback and you're a tailback in Michigan.
Well, it was a great experience. We had played together in high school. And the reason I went to Michigan is because Pete was there, already there. He'd been sent there in the service. And so after I finished Marine Corps duty, I went to finish my career at Michigan in 2 years.
We're talking with Bump Elliott on Sports Talk. Our phone number, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. You still keep in touch with those coaches at Iowa, Hayden Fry? Does Hayden come to the games?
Oh, yeah. He's on the West. He's in Colorado or Nevada now. He's moved, though, from here. But I go to all the football games. It's great.
Now, What about your other? What about Tom Davis and all that? You keep it.
Oh, Tom Davis lives here, and he's of course not coaching now.
No.
But he's a good friend, and we play golf together once in a while.
What about your wrestling guy? He lives there too, doesn't he?
Dan Gable lives here, and he's a good friend. Thank goodness they're good friends.
Yeah, you don't want to wrestle with him.
But Dan is really one of the very premier wrestling coaches in the world, you know. And so, but he's a very good friend.
Well, very good wrestler, period, as well. Not only coach.
Gold medalist.
He was a great wrestler, yeah.
So, were you surprised you ended up getting those such class guys as coaches in Iowa?
Well, not necessarily. I think it was a matter of timing, and we needed a coach. And it worked out pretty well both ways on all those situations. I feel very fortunate to have been involved with those people, and I think they made our program very successful.
Now, you see, got another email? Okay, yeah, we'll go to that. I have more questions. Go to that, Alex, first.
Yeah, we have Andrew from Dearborn Heights. His email is about the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry. What are your thoughts on that rivalry? Is it the best rivalry in sports?
Oh, I don't know that it is. There is a rivalry there. But I think Michigan had other schools that they felt were just as important to play against, like Michigan State and others. So anyway, it was a good rivalry, but not the most important rivalry.
That's interesting. The your one finest moment as Michigan football coach, what was that?
I think when we won the Big Ten championship and won the Rose Bowl.
And that was your biggest thrill then, huh? Biggest moment, so. Yeah. And what about in Iowa?
Well, we've had good fortune of several bowl games, and not only that, but as athletic director, I worked with basketball, baseball, but basketball did well at Iowa, has done very well, but again, I was basically a football guy, so I really enjoyed that.
We'll continue taking calls on Sports Talk for Bump Elliott, taking your calls at 800-923-9385. That's 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Detroit Soul, changing the soul food experience. Detroit Soul features barbecue chicken, fish, fried and smothered pork chops, turkey wings, and more. Detroit Soul serves lunch and dinner 7 days, a little dine-in, carry-out, and catering for all occasions. Detroit Soul's on 8 Mile between DeQuinder and Ryan. Go to DetroitSoul.net, DetroitSoul.net, DetroitSoul.net. My Mechanics Place in Livonia, Metro Detroit's only do-it-yourself auto center. My Mechanics has all the tools and expertise to help you complete any and all of your auto repair needs. In My Mechanics' 18,000 square foot facility, even a state-of-the-art paint booth, opens 7 days. My Mechanics Place on Plymouth Road between Wayne Road and Levan. Go to mymechanicsplace.com. And Mad for Mod is a mid-century modern furniture and decor store. Mad for Mod buys, sells, and trades furniture, many unique, one-of-a-kind items that will, fit any budget. Mad for Mod showroom is on Grand River, just west of Orchard Lake Road in the winery building. Go to madformod.space, 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 or go to Facebook. And Heroes in Waterford is a sports-themed restaurant showing sports always on 14 HD TVs. A full bar with craft beers, Heroes has all homemade food cooked to order. The best white fish in the state, tender and juicy, direct from Lake Superior, along with perch, salmon, cod, rainbow trout, and more. Fall-off-the-bone baby back ribs, pastas, chicken, burgers. And Heroes is known for their fresh Greek salads. For an appetizer, baked brie's to die for. Lunch and dinner specials 7 days. Go to Heroes in Waterford on M59, 2 blocks west of Telegraph. We're talking on Sports Talk this hour with long time, Michigan football coach before Bo Schembechler. And we're talking about Bump Elliott. And we'll take your calls at this number, 800-923-9385. 800-923-9385. Or you can email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com for Bump Elliott. Now, next Saturday, we're going to have on George Sipple, the fine writer for the Detroit Free Press, will be on the show. Sports Talk can be heard Saturdays and Sundays from 5 till 7 p.m. on AM 1400, FM 92.7. And that's the old FM. 101.5 FM is what we're on now, our new FM station. Now, you can also look for an announcement next week for my restaurant. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. It's between two places, and I'm very close to, and we'll see what happens in the next 2 days. I'll know within a couple days. But if you'd like to speak with Bump Elliott, any Michigan football questions or even baseball back then, here's the number, 800-923-9385, or our email is CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Now, who was a baseball coach when you were there?
Ray Fisher.
It was Ray Fisher. He was there for years, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He was there many, many years and was a great person, a great coach. But I knew him well and was he used to coach also in the summertime in the New England League, where lots of college players.
The Cape Cod League.
I went up there 1 year and played baseball.
The Cape Cod League?
With Ray Fisher.
That was the Cape Cod League, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was umpiring chief of the Basin League. Back then, the Basin League was number one, at least when I was there in 69. Remember the Basin League?
Yeah,
I was in South Dakota, and I was the umpiring chief there in 1969.
Well, that's a good...
That's a while back. Well, here's one for
that's
you.
That's a while back, yeah.
I was in Winters, South Dakota. What is Winters, South Dakota famous for, Bump?
I don't know.
Frank Leahy's hometown.
Who?
Frank Leahy.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
We played in Leahy Bowl. It was a bowl we played in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he was an outstanding athletic man and great coach at Notre Dame.
He was just fabulous, to say the least now. So,
yeah, he sure was.
So now, you mentioned you got... How did you end... We sort of talked about, but not really. Why did you choose Michigan?
Well, I was in the service, and was sent to Purdue University, and I was there for a year and a half or so, and then was on active duty in the Marine Corps while the war was on. And when when the war was over, I still had 2 years
of eligibility
of school to go. And my brother Pete Elliott had, in the meantime, had been sent to the University of Michigan. And so when I got back out of the service, I decided to join Pete at Michigan, and that's how I got there.
And you had no second thoughts on that then, huh?
No second thoughts.
Let me ask you this. How did Pete become the director of the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton?
Well, I'm not sure how it happened, but he was athletic director, or partly athletic director, down in Florida for a while.
Which school was that?
And what?
What school in Florida was he?
In Miami.
Oh, okay.
In Florida. Ernie McCoy was a great friend of both Pete and myself. We lived at his house, and we went to school in Michigan, and Ernie brought him down there as an FA director, I'm not sure what the situation was. Anyway, from there, I went to Miami a short time, and then came up and went to the Hall of Fame.
Now, so how did he end up getting to be the director of the Hall of Fame, though?
I don't know. Ernie McCoy had a lot to do with it, but I don't really know other than
how long was he at the Hall of Fame in Canton?
Oh, he was there quite a while.
20 years?
Oh, I don't know, about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, that, okay. That's all right. And he retired and passed away a couple years ago, was it?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, he is not living now, I'm sorry to say. So,
you've had a lot of thrills over the years, I'm sure, on that stuff. Of all the hires you've hired some of the great coaches, period. What's your number one hire at Iowa?
Probably Hayden Fry, football coach. Although Dan Gable, wrestling coach, is as good as they come. He's a world-famous wrestler. And Tom Davis came out of California, and he became a great coach.
What about Lou Olson?
And Lou Olson. Lou's as good as they come. So I don't know how those things happen, but they do, and I was lucky to be able to work with them very well.
Do you keep in touch with Lou Olson at all?
Yeah, I do. I saw him within the last 3 months. I've seen him.
Oh, that's fantastic. What do you got?
Talk a little bit about recruiting and some of the challenges of recruiting.
Talk about them or what?
Yeah, just...
Recruiting is tough because, you know, in the football or basketball, whatever it is, business, why, the best players are always going to have people recruiting them, and that's where the toughness is. You got to want to be a coach and a recruiter to make things happen, and that makes it hard. But it was one of the things that made the difference between winning and losing was recruiting.
Bump Elliott's my guest on Sports Talk, and we'll take a quick break and take your calls at 800-923-9385. If you have any questions for the former Michigan football coach and longtime athletic director at Iowa, Hall of Fame, him and his brother both, big names in college football, Pete and Bump Elliott. Bump Elliott, my guest now on Sports Talk. He was a coach at Michigan, football coach before Bo Schembechler. We'll take your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or if you'd like to email, it's CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs in a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big screen TVs. Open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday, a DJ party at Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi on Main Street. Visit lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. And ProMed Pharmacy in Garden City just opened, offering great deals for all your pharmaceutical needs. At ProMed, you'll save time and reduce effort. Refills ready when you need them. ProMed has free delivery within 24 hours. Most insurance is accepted, and 10% senior discount at ProMed Pharmacy on Ford Road just west of Middlebelt. Call ProMed Pharmacy at 734-466-5001, 734-466-5001, ProMed Pharmacy. And Cedar Wholesale in Mount Clemens is a place to go for all your growing needs. Cedar Wholesale has grow lights, soil, nutrients, hydroponic systems, cocoa, and much more. All at wholesale prices, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 7. Come grow with Cedar Wholesale and hydroponic supply store, at 138 Northbound Gratiot at North River Road. Online, cedarwholesalesupply.com. CedarWholesaleSupply.com. Talking with Bump Elliott on Sports Talk. Welcome your calls if you have a question for the former Michigan football coach. And this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Growing up, Bump, what was your main thing growing up? What did you really, want to be? And did you feel that you had the capability to play both college football and baseball?
Well, was fortunate enough to have the ability and felt like I had the ability to play football and baseball. In thinking it through, there wasn't any reason why I necessarily thought, though, but I was fortunate enough to be ready to play when I had the opportunity to play. And the best thing about it is I had the chances to play first at Purdue University during the Second World War, and then at the after the war was over with, I played at Michigan.
Now, but was coaching always in your blood?
Well, not necessarily, but I guess I had the opportunity when I was at Michigan as a player to get into the coaching area part of it, and it just kind of grew on me from there and decided that maybe is not a bad idea. So I was lucky enough to be at the right place at the right time.
How much has college football or basketball changed over the years?
Well, it's hard for me to say because I haven't been a coach for some years now. I've been in athletics as athletic director, but it's changed some. But it's still an element of good relationship with players and people. And coaching well and having good coaching staff, it all works out, but it can backfire if you get lazy and don't work at it.
Now, what kind of a coach was Bump Elliott?
I don't know. I think I was okay. I had lots of fun coaching and had great experiences. And finally ended up as an athletic director from the time I spent coaching and then into the directorship.
So you mentioned that, but what kind of a coach as far as were you hard on the players? Were you easygoing? And were you upbeat? Are you what? Tell us what Bump Elliott's all about on that.
Well, I think I was fairly easy coach to work for, to play for, that I was not too hard on the players. And I enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it, and I think we got along very well. I wasn't the tough guy that's going to chew out guys all the time and that sort of thing. We had good coaching staff, good guys on the coaching staff, and worked well together, and football was a fun game for us. So I don't know. I can't describe that.
Do you still keep in touch with any of the Michigan people?
Yeah, when I can, although they've changed a lot.
Yes, I would think.
And have changed considerably. And so I don't know some of them as well as I do. But I do know them, and of course I have great respect for them.
Now, when Michigan came in town, you went to the game.
Oh, yeah.
You sat in with Bo Schembe. I was showing him Bo Schembe. You sat in with Jim Brandstetter, huh?
I think I did an interview with Jim, but other than that, they're pretty busy and we're pretty busy too. So we don't.
Well, you're not pretty busy now. I mean, my God, you got the life of Riley now.
How do you know?
Ooh.
He's still playing golf with a lot of different people, he said.
Are you still playing golf then, huh?
Well, I haven't played much lately. Last year I didn't play much, and I haven't played at all recently. Of course, the weather's bad, but I'll play some when I get a chance.
What's the best friend you made in Michigan over the years?
Well, of course, Pete Elliott was my brother.
Well, yeah, naturally, that'd be your best.
probably Don Lund. I'm not sure. Although Al Renfrew and Lund.
Al Renfrew, God.
And those people, you know, were all coaches when I was there.
Don Lund was a great athlete. Of course, played in the major leagues with the Tigers.
Right. And, yeah, with Detroit.
Yes, he played with the Tigers One of the ones before Al Kaline. We just lost him a couple of years ago.
That's right. He did pass away, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He was a great guy.
He was a tremendous guy. So much respect.
I used to get to know some of those Detroit people pretty well.
Anybody in the Detroit media? Of course, that's all changed since you were here.
Yeah.
Nobody's left. Me? That's don't look over there, Alex. Not quite.
You're still here.
I've been gone long enough that I don't know who they are anymore.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this in closing. We don't have too much more time to go.
Okay.
What's the future hold for Bump Elliott now?
What's a future hold?
Yeah.
Well, I've retired, and I get to go to games and go to the things that I want to go to. I'm living a great, great life. Sorry that I lost my wife 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to ask you there.
And so I'm, but I really enjoy the atmosphere here at Iowa and being still athletically inclined and know so many people in Michigan and other places.
Do they come after you for advice in Iowa, any of the athletic people?
Nah, once in a while, but not too often. They've got good people here.
My question for you, my final question, Bump, was about how long do you think you'll live? You think you got another 15 years, 10, 15 years?
To live?
Yeah.
I don't know. I hope so, but I doubt it. I'm in my 90s now.
How's the health?
Yeah, health is good. So as long as I can hang on, I'll do it.
You know, it's just been a pleasure having you on and everything. Anything more you want to say to the Detroit fans that are all listening tonight?
Well, I can only say that being in Ann Arbor, not only playing there and coaching there, which was just as fine an experience as anybody could ever have, and I really thank my opportunities at Michigan and wish the best to all my friends in Detroit and Ann Arbor and Michigan.
Now, when you were in the service, did you really think you'd be you'd play baseball and football when you got out in college?
That I would get to play in college?
Right.
I didn't know for sure. When I was in the service, I went to Purdue. I was at Purdue. They sent me there. I played football, basketball, and baseball, and won letters in all three sports.
Was that back in the day when you shot the basket? They took took the ball to the basket. Not that far back, are you?
No. But I really enjoyed playing more than just one sport, although football was my major sport, so enjoyed it.
Well, listen, I want to thank you for coming on.
I appreciate it very much. Yeah. I thank you for calling. I wish everybody that's listening that might know me from the past or whatever, the best of wishes.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I didn't ask about the Hall of Fame. Well, it was a thrill getting in the Hall of Fame, did we? No, we never asked that. But quite a man, Bump Elliott. This guy is a legend out there, folks, and we're glad we got him on the show. You're going to try to get a hold of Johnny Green, aren't you? You get his number?
I'll work on it. By the way, Don Chain is in Arizona.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's in Scottsdale.
Oh, it's Scottsdale, where I was. I was on radio in Scottsdale for years. Not years, a short time. It's when Lytle stayed with me for a while. Corey, I'm talking about. Not Kevin, who stayed with me in Florida. That was, it's quite an interview. This man is a living legend, and we're glad to get him on the show. His brother ran the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, so... It's one of the big names in college football history. The Elliott brothers. Now, future shows I've got coming up is next Saturday. We're going to talk with, maybe in the studio, George Sipple from the Detroit Free Press. Ted Colfin from the news wants to come back on, he said. So we're going to try to get him on in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And who else we've got lined up? We've got... Ed Coyle, the former general manager of the Pistons. He's been in the hospital and for shingles. I'm not sure shingles. He said he's had a rash, couldn't get rid of. Now they're finally, if everything went well, he got home this weekend. I'm going to call him another week and set him up for the next, come on the show in the next 2 or 3 weeks. He was a coach of the Pistons back in the mid to late 60s. He came over as an accountant for Fred Zollner in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He still lives in Indiana now. Managed to track him down. I'm glad I did. So we're looking forward to getting Ed Coyle on the show coming up. Remember when he called me? Rich Neiman and I had a place together in the Lafayette Towers downtown at Pavilion Apartments. And he called one night Thanksgiving. And he says, is Rich here? I said, no. He says, this is Ed Coyle. Is this Ron? I said, yeah, Ron. Ed Coyle, oh, nice to see you. I don't know what's on. Nice to talk to you. I said he went home to St. Louis for Thanksgiving. So when he gets back, would you leave a message? I said, sure. And he said, tell him we traded him. That's back before the cell phone days, folks. We've traded him. And I said, to who and forward? Milwaukee for Dave Gambee, another underhanded free throw shooter. Dave Gambee. So I was a night manager at the Fort Shelby Hotel at the time, and I called. Finally got Rich 2 in the morning. I said, Rich. He said, happy Thanksgiving, Ron. Same to you, Rich. I got some news. So you got traded. Oh, who'd I go to? To Milwaukee for Dave Gambee. And he said, same words I used, to who and for who. And I said, they must really want me. I said, maybe so. He called me a few weeks here. You know, right now I'm the starting center, and I could be the starting center next year. Well, didn't work out that way, folks. They drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Lou Alcindor at the time, if you will. And later he became the world's tallest baseball coach at 7'1½". A private school in St. Louis. Very successful, I'm told, there too. Motor City Rentals rents and sells boom lifts, scissor lifts, telehandlers, high-lows, and Broderson cranes and other special equipment, all of high quality, all at affordable prices. And Motor City Rentals has parts and service. Go to MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com, MotorCityRental.com. Daily Diner in Waterford serves a variety of sandwiches, burgers, dogs, specialty salads, and homemade soups. Breakfast, unique variety of omelets, and they also include Daily Diner's famous Hillbilly Eggs Benedict. Breakfast and lunch specials, 7 days from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Daily Diner is on M59, just west of Telegraph. An Advanced Surgery Center in Dearborn is an accredited outpatient state-of-the-art facility with board-certified surgeons specializing in ear, nose, and throat plastic and orthopedic surgery. Advanced Surgery Center, corner of Michigan Avenue and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Surgery Center, 313-582-0100. 313-582-0100. Coming up next Saturday, George Sipple, the Detroit Free Press, will be my guest. That should be a very interesting show. Covers the Red Wings, the Tigers, a whole bunch. And we're going to talk all sports with George Sipple next Saturday on Sports Talk. And you can also listen to me Friday mornings from 9 to 11 on AM 1160 WPON or WPON.com. And I also tell you my restaurant. We'll have an announcement on there next weekend. I'll be in there fairly quick, within a month. I'll be in the restaurant. So I'll tell you that, but we'll talk more about that next week. Here on Sports Talk with George Sipple on Saturday. No guests yet for Sunday. And thanks, Alex.
Thanks. And I want to talk about the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Go right ahead.
Podcasts are updated now. There's about 3 months of podcasts. It all goes back all the way to November now.
Oh, my goodness.
So basically, any show you can remember, listen to it. And it's broken down Saturday and Sunday. WDTKAM.com, podcast, and click it and enjoy.
Local podcasts and click and enjoy the shows. Despite Alex, he'll enjoy the show, hopefully. We'll see.
Thanks, Ron.
You're welcome. Thanks, Alex. And we'll talk to you next time on Sports Talk. You take care, everybody.
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing. Cause we are the champions.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.